I stand on the only land I have ever known. From the moment I took root here as a tiny seed, I was surrounded by my kith and kin. I grew up in a lush forest, the ground seething with insects and animals, the sky whirling with birds and butterflies, the air teeming with the sweet scent of green growing things and flowers. Why, you couldn't see the forest for all the trees.
The Gull, the Raccoon, and the Last Maple. It's the latest from Toronto's TAFA Music. It will be presented digitally, premiering Thursday and running through Family Day weekend. The piece has a powerful environmental theme inspired by the need for collaboration in the face of climate change. It's suitable for the whole family. The Gull, the Raccoon, and the Last Maple sees that gull and raccoon engage in a battle of wits, and floodwaters threaten their lives at the same time at the foot of that last maple. The piece written by Alexis Diamond and composed by Abigail Richardson Schulte. The commissioned work is performed by the TAFA Music Baroque Orchestra, directed by Elisa Chitirio, and narrated by Amanda Cordner. Tickets available now at tafamusic.org. Joining us with a preview of The Gull, The Raccoon, and The Last Maple, the composer responsible for its music, Abigail Richardson Schulte. Her incredible career boasts a Dora Award for Best New Opera, collaborations with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, the National Arts Center Orchestra, and the Calgary Phil. She teaches composition at the University of Toronto, and this is her ninth year as composer in residence with the Hamilton Philharmonic Orchestra. Abigail Richardson Schulte, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Very specific story, very timely. What was the ask from the commission? Where did this all start?
Well, you know, I know Carol Kehoe, the executive director at TAFA Musik, from her time at the Hamilton Philharmonic Orchestra. And from there, she knew that I was very comfortable writing family works. So we were discussing possibilities, and she brought up the idea of a piece that involved climate change in some way. And that's really how this started. And from there, I brought on my longtime collaborator, Alexis Diamond, and we hatched this plan with these nature's scavengers and really tried to make it an interesting show for really all ages.
I suppose there needed to be a certain level of confidence to understand where you were going and have this be entertaining and educational at the same time. That's a balancing act.
It really is. And, you know, I mean, we don't want to preach to people. And so a great way to get the points across is to have these characters, these animals, the gull and the raccoon and the maple really feeling this and telling their story. And I think that's what I particularly love about the work, is I think children will really be able to feel climate change and adults as well, because we'll really respond to these wonderful, sometimes heartbreaking stories, and then really root for them to get together and overcome it and really start to work together to change things.
What was it like to work with Alexis Diamond, and what is that collaboration look like? Does she have the writing first and comes to you, or what is the back and forth there?
Yeah, that's a good question. I typically come with a concept, so maybe a project. In this case, well, we've got a narrator, we've got a Baroque orchestra, and we've got climate change. And then she will come to a common vision somehow. Then she'll make a plot with the characters, come to me, I'll go through, you know, we'll make a few changes, and then I will write all of the music. Once the text is done, that's it. There isn't really much editing of the text. So all of that happens before I write.
And a little education for aspiring composers perhaps listening right now to hear about your process. If you're just joining us, celebrated award-winning composer Abigail Richardson Schulte is with us. Her piece commissioned by TAFA Musik is The Gull, The Raccoon, and The Last Maple. It debuts Thursday evening. It's available through Family Day weekend. Tickets available at tafamusic.org. So take us through this filmed production, because I think it's easy enough to imagine this perhaps on stage, but when you're working in a different medium, what is the look and feel on the screen?
Well, this was intended to be a live show, and really the plan for this came just right at the start of the pandemic. So as things evolved, it turned into a video show, which made it really very interesting. We had 5 days with all of the rehearsal and the recording. It was really quite remarkable how it all came together. I should add, too, that writing for an orchestra, Baroque orchestra, or a more contemporary orchestra, and narrator is very challenging. Sure. Because especially with the way I write it, the narration is really tied into the story. So the music is telling the story at all times. And there's a lot of dialogue between the narration and the music. They're bouncing off of one another. They're both telling the same story. So it has to be perfectly timed. And Elisa, the music director of Tafel Music, is not actually conducting like one would expect, like I would traditionally set narration with orchestra, but instead she's playing as concertmaster. So she's following the score and playing solos. She represents the raccoon a lot because I actually have lead instruments, which represents the character. So solo violin and the strings are the raccoon, and the gull is the oboe, and the harpsichord is the maple. But so Elisa is playing and sort of conducting by cueing the orchestra and then cueing the narrator. So all of this is very complicated. And then on top of that, the narrator, Amanda Cordner, is completely memorized. She's not following a score. She just knows her sections of to when she's supposed to come in and when she's supposed to wait. So it is all like a big jigsaw puzzle that needs to fit exactly together. So across those 5 days, we were able to do it. I think it's incredible how it came together.
I like the harpsichord acting as your maple tree.
Yes. Oh, yes. The long branches, and the harpsichord is, you know, the oldest character and very slow to speak. The maple. So it made perfect sense to pair that with the harpsichord.
When you spend that much time, obviously, with the music and with this subject matter, and there's a lot of collaboration between all these different artists, I mean, what do you walk away with when you think about the issues that you're talking about in this particular production?
You know, it really makes me take a deeper look, definitely. I mean, already it's a priority for me. I mean, in my personal life, I try to make environmental choices. But I've really started to take the moral of the story to heart. I mean, this is a fable. There's a moral to this story, and it is that we need to work together. And so I've just started being more aware of other fields and how they're starting to work together in order to solve problems in the healthcare situation. Healthcare, you know, there are interesting examples of people coming together and doing audits of their energy use and inspiring others to do so. And perhaps we can do that in music as well. You know, we certainly have some environmental issues with the presentation of music, and this is certainly coming to the forefront in various discussions.
We're pushing for net zero, we're pushing for net negative, and I think it's on everybody's mind, and this is a nice way to explore that, perhaps in a gentle way. So Abigail Richardson-Schulte, composer of The Gull, The Raccoon, and The Last Maple, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much, Mark.
The Gull, The Raccoon, and The Last Maple, premiering online Thursday at 8 p.m., and it features Toronto's Tafel Music and narrated by Amanda Cordner. Single tickets, $10, now available through the website, tafelmusic.org, and you can watch right through Family Day weekend.